Mayong gabi, igit sa tanan. Saliwat. Welcome diri sa pagtililipon sa simbahan sa Crossroads Church of Dubai. Nalipaigid kami nga makaupod kamuliwat sa buong adlaw. Ako si Jack Matula, nagapangalagad bilang isa sa mga elders diri sa Crossroads. If you have been with us for the past few weeks, siguro na-notice ninyo, I kind of sound familiar. It's the same with Brother James Villantes and with Brother Jovan Villote. Hindi, tungod pareho sa ila, isa man ako ka Ilonggo. And hey, I could do this all night. I could speak in Ilonggo all night, seeing Adamo Ilonggo diri sa Crossroads. But I guess I have to stop now before I totally get carried away with it. Budlay madimat, kagmaanad. Again, it's a joy for us that you could join us for worship tonight. October 5, 2018. Sino sa atin ang nakakaalala ng date na ito? October 5, 2018. That's 2 years, 6 months, and 25 days ago ng Pinrich ni Pastor Erickson Cruz ang first on our sermon series on the book of James. Pastor Eric preached on the subject on testing of our faith. Now, 134 weeks, 10 sermons later, we have come to the last of our sermon series sa sulat ni James. Please join me and let's read together sa English version ang passage natin ngayong gabi na binasa sa atin ni Sister Edgy Lorbis a while ago. James 5, 13 to 20. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the air and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. This is God's word. Heavenly Father, the one true source of knowledge and wisdom, we come to you now again, asking for your help, O God. Dalangan namin, Panginoon, na nawa ang banal na Espiritu na siyang naging inspiration sa kay James na isulat ang mga text na ito, ay siya ring maging gabay namin to see the beauty of your words, for our hearts to see you and your glory, and for us to have the desire and strength to apply ito sa buhay namin. We ask and pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Katulad ni Apostle Paul at ng iba pa mga sumulat na mga epistles sa New Testament, si Apostle James is also ending his letter encouraging readers to pray. They all have the same theme, requesting, imploring, urging their readers to pray to God. But what made James' letter different is he took the effort to do a short teaching on prayer. Ginawa niya ito to really press the point home that believers are called to live a life of faith anchored on prayers of faith to God who alone answers prayers. And yun ang main point natin ngayong gabi. Believers are called to live a life of faith anchored on prayers of faith to God who alone answers prayers. We will be breaking this into 2 points. Una is yung the importance of prayer on verses 13 2:14, or tinatawag ko na when to pray. And the other one, second one, is yung assurance of prayer from verses 15 to 20, actually. Or I call this why pray. George Mueller, a Christian evangelist in the 19th century, is well known for two things. He was the director of an orphanage in England, and during his lifetime, it is estimated that he cared for about over 10,000 orphans. 10,000 orphans. The other thing na siya ay kilala at tanyag ay ang tungkol sa kanyang commitment sa pagdasal or sa pagpanalangin. He had over 50,000 specifically recorded answered prayers in his journals. Ano ang ibig sabihin nito? It means that George Mueller understands the value of prayer. At ito rin ang pinapahayag ni James sa dulo ng kanyang sulat sa kanyang mga tagapakinig. And ito nga yung nakita natin. And this is our first point. The importance of prayer, or when to pray. Verse 13, we read, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." We can see some verses 13 and 14 that James points out four circumstances sa buhay ng Kristiyano that should result in prayer. The first one is when we are suffering. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Alam ni James na ang buhay ng tao at buhay ng isang Kristiyano even is puno ng suffering at saka trial. And when we are faced with suffering or anumang pagsubok sa buhay, our natural inclination is to worry. We think about all the bad things na pwedeng mangyari sa atin, sa pamilya natin. Iniisip natin at ini-imagine na natin palagi ang worst case scenarios na pwedeng mangyari. Sa atin, sa ating pamilya, sa mga mahal natin sa buhay. And eventually, this can lead us to unbelief. Paano nasabi ni James to? Well, kapatid, when was the last time na meron kang pagsubok sa buhay na nilapit mo agad sa Panginoon in prayer bago ka pa man nag-isip ng paraan para ayusin mo ito sa sarili mong kaparaanan? Or you prayed to God asking for His intervention, but right after you said Amen, ang unang pumasok sa isip mo ay, paano ko gawin, ano ang pwede kong gawing solusyon sa problema ko? James is telling his readers then and us now that we are to exercise our faith by talking to God about the suffering we're going through when the trials we are facing. We are to pray to God to bring our suffering to Him, to bring our trials to Him. The next event sa buhay natin na kailangan natin mag-pray ay when we are rejoicing. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Sinasabi ni James na we are not only to seek help from God when we suffer, but we are to worship and adore Him when we experience the good things that He's given us. So James chapter 1 verse 17, we read that every good and perfect gift comes from God. But we are constantly in danger of forgetting that in our moments of delight. Ang totoo niyan ay lahat tayo at lahat tayo nakaka-relate dito is we are more likely to forget God in the good times rather than in the bad times. Mas naaalala natin ang Panginoon sa mga panahon na tayo ay may pagsubok at paghihirap. We all can think of a season in our lives when we were going through something really difficult. At ito yung mga panahon na mga prayers natin ay intense, heartfelt, deep. Hindi po ba? But usually when things are going great, when we're feeling good, we tragically tend to forget God. Or if ever man nag or mag-pray tayo, ito ay mabilis, maiksi, at minsan mababaw. Parents or friends even, have you ever noticed na kapag merong hinihingi ang anak ninyo o yung isang bata sa magulang, siya ay makulit, maraming pinapromise, Dad, Mom, I'll do this, I'll do that, kulang lang ta magtatumbling sa harapan mo. Pag nakuha na ang hinihingi, lipad agad pati yung promise. Do you see yourself there? Are we any different from our children? Friends, those gifts, this gift, these good gifts in our lives, and we're not just talking about material things or jobs here. Even our relationships with family, friends, kasamahan sa trabaho, the peace we enjoy, all of it, they all come from God. He's the giver of every single one of them. This giver, this God, He is infinitely more delightful, more beautiful than the gifts themselves. The third situation sa buhay natin that we ought to pray is when we are sick. Another condition sa buhay natin that we should be a point of prayer is makikita natin sa verse 14. James said, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." By saying, "Let him call for the elders of the church," we see an important aspect here that we should see in the life of every church, of every Christian church. It is the importance and beauty of a connected church fellowship. A church whose members' relationship is active and vibrant, indeed passive, a community of believers coming together, seeking forgiveness from the Lord, seeking healing from the Lord, and constantly bringing their needs to Him in prayer. Bearing each other's burden. James says we should call for the elders to pray for the person who is sick. Dahil there will be times na we will need others to pray for us or to pray in our behalf. And I'm glad that we see evidences of this dito sa ating fellowships sa Crossroads, how some of our members extended prayers for our brothers and sisters who have lost loved ones or during illness ng mga kapatid natin and even their families, or have tested positive sa COVID-19 virus. The anointing of oil mentioned is likely to be symbolic, not really medicinal or sacramental. It is reminiscent of consecration or the setting aside ceremony mentioned in the Old Testament. This was done to set apart a sick person for special attention from the Lord, asking that this particular person might be healed. The last point James mentioned to pray for is pray for sin, na makikita natin sa verses 15b to 16a. Interestingly, James mentioned sin alongside sickness. Meron ba connection between sickness and sin? Sa isang banda, hindi lahat ng sakit ay resulta ng kasalanan. Makikita natin yan sa kwento sa John chapter 9. Pero sa kabilang banda, sin can indeed lead to sickness. In fact, sin is the reason why sickness is in this world. Sabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 11. And according to Tim Keller, sickness is very humbling. Sickness knocks you down. So often you will be able to see sins. You will be able to admit flaws you couldn't see any other time. Sometimes the spiritual healing and confessing and getting right with God actually causes physical healing. But other times the physical sickness actually causes the spiritual healing. The Bible is saying here you must always do them together. You must always use physical sickness as a time for spiritual renewal. You must always make sure you're working on spiritual healing as well as physical healing at the same time. So ito po yung apat na kondisyon sa buhay ng tao or ng Kristiyano na kailangan niyang manalangin. And interestingly enough, yan palagi yung sitwasyon and condition sa buhay nating mga Kristiyano. Either we are in trial or suffering, or we are rejoicing, we are sick, or we are in sin. So what does that show us? It shows us that we should be constantly be in prayer sa buhay natin. Mga kapatid at kaibigan, how is your prayer life? Ano mostly ang laman ng mga panalangin natin? And kailan ka madalas na nanalangin? A true Christian lives by faith in this world. The one who lives by faith will constantly be found praying. It's just a natural quality of a believer. The second point natin is the assurance or prayer na makikita natin sa verses 15 to 18, or I called it why we should pray. James shows us the assurance or the benefits or fruits of prayer sa verses 15b to 18. Verse 15, James speaks about physical healing and forgiveness of sins. He says, "The prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." One of the things that Christ did during his earthly ministry is to reverse the effects of sin and the fall. In Matthew 9, verses 35 to 36, Matthew wrote, "Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. Jesus, when he saw the crowds, had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, is one of God's names in Hebrew. And from Genesis onwards, sa Old Testament, makikita natin na God is a healing God. It honors God when we ask Him to heal us, or when we're sick, or when those in our lives are sick. He may want to demonstrate His mercy and healing power by answering that prayer for healing. And physical healing is one of God's good and perfect gifts. When He sees fit na ibigay o ipagkaloob ito." So, Pastor, ang ibig bang sabihin nito ay if we pray the prayer of faith, God will surely give us what we ask? A.W. Tozer said the prophets of Baal leapt upon the altar in a frenzy of prayer, but their cries went unregarded because they prayed to a God that did not exist. The God of the Pharisees prayed to did exist, but he refused to listen to them because of their self-righteousness and pride. Brothers and friends, how about us? Who is the God that you pray to? Does the God you pray to exist? And those of us who profess to believe in the one true God, what is the posture of our heart when we come to Him in prayer? Ano normally ang nilalaman ng mga prayer natin? This reveals the true posture of our hearts. Mga kapatid, we aren't simply to pray, but to pray in faith. So anong ibig sabihin ni James na sinabi niya to pray in faith? Well, I believe that James meant that when he stressed the need to pray in faith, he wants us to pray first and foremost by trusting in the person of God, who Jesus Christ taught us is a loving Father who delights to bless His children according to His perfect wisdom and will for all those who come to Him through Jesus. To pray in faith is to pray seeking His will, trusting that He is good and will do what's best, just as Jesus modeled for us in His prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. The other thing that prayer does is that James mentioned about prayer, aside from the prayer heals, is prayer has authority. At makikita natin ito sa verses 17 to 18. James gave the example of Elijah sa kanyang audience. Makikita natin yung account sa buhay ni Elijah sa 1 Kings chapter 17 to 22. Strangely enough, it is also 5 chapters. And the book of James is also composed of 5 chapters. Meron bang nagtanong sa BS nyo during this week kung bakit si Elijah ang ginawa niyang example? I mean, he could have used David. And ang daming characters, Abraham. There's a lot of characters that James could have chosen from. So, why Elijah? Well, his readers, as we have heard in previous sermons, were Jewish Christians. And sa mga Hudyo, malaking tao si Elijah. We're not talking about size. Malaking tao siya because he is well known at ang mga kwento niya. Ang kwento niya ay highly regarded sa mga Hudyo. In fact, Elijah is a big name sa mga Jews to the point na, di ba, nasabi nga nila na inakala ng iba na during sa ministry ni Jesus, people thought Jesus is Elijah. But notice how James described Elijah. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Hindi niya hinighlight na Superman si Elijah. He said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Ano ba ang nature natin? Sinners. So, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed. He prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain. And the earth bore its fruit. James here is pointing out that Elijah is not Superman. He was just a man. He experienced fear for his life at one point, to a degree na he was so depressed that he even asked God to take his life. Is that a sign of a Superman? But God worked through Elijah's prayers. How? Why? It's because it's not Elijah that made the prayer special. It was the God he was praying to, that he had access to, that he had faith in. That's how his prayers worked. That's why his prayers were heard and answered. Pinapakita ni James sa atin na God used the prayers of one man to change the weather patterns of a nation for 3.5 years. Prayer stopped the rain, and prayer started it again. Because Elijah was talking with the maker of everything. Friends, prayer works. It can change things. God sovereignly chooses to work through the prayers of His people. He is still in control of everything. He is still the author, the sovereign ruler of the universe. And one of the means He uses to accomplish His work is through the prayers of His people. Puno ang Gospels ng mga account about Jesus praying about during various times and events. And nangyayari ito during the busiest seasons of His ministry. There were people crowding, waiting for healing, crowds waiting for to hear the teaching. And yet, sa gitna ng lahat ng ito, Jesus set a time aside para manalangin. He, Jesus, modeled the kind of prayer life that James exhorts us Christians to have. Jesus came not only to live a righteous life in our behalf, but to show us what human life is. Human life oriented towards God is supposed to look like, and it's a life saturated with prayer. Sa Garden of Gethsemane, bago siya hulihin, Jesus took the time to pray about a way to avoid an event that He Himself predicted na kailangan mangyari. This was the very reason why He came. And going a little further, He fell on His face and prayed, saying, "Father, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Why did He do that? Why would He pray about something like that when yung event na ito is something that He Himself said kailangan mangyari? He was living the way humans were meant to live. He was modeling to us how we should be living. That is, as He brought His concerns and His emotions to His Heavenly Father, the only one na may kakayahan and control about the situation that Christ was facing, Jesus poured out His heart sa Kanyang Ama. By this, it is meant na binuhos niya lahat ng laman ng puso niya. And He did it in prayer. Friend, was there ever a time in your prayer life na ginawa mo rin ito? Binuhos mo ang lahat ng laman ng puso mo para ang lahat ng laman ng puso mo sa Panginoon? When was the last time na ginawa natin to? Jesus trusted God when the answer to His prayer wasn't what He wanted. In submitting Himself to His Father's will, He opened the way to communication with His Father for us. He went all the way and gave His life on an ugly Roman cross to grant us the privilege of having access to God's presence in prayer. The privilege that was foreshadowed by the blood of bulls and goats. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 20 says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places with the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh. He gave up His flesh to be torn and His soul to be crushed. Para sa ano? In order for us, in order to give us a way into the presence of God." And we enter into that presence when we pray. Ito po yung privilege na binigay at ginawa ni Kristo para sa atin. So I want to ask, if there's anyone in this room who's not yet a believer sa Panginoon, friend, if this is you, will you trust Christ starting now? Will you put your faith in Him and begin that relationship, begin that life of prayer? You can turn from your sins and trust Him and starting tonight. In closing, let me give you two practical points for prayer na mentioned din sa passage. The first one is that we need to pray fervently and pray continually. Makikita natin na sa lahat ng aspect, lahat ng buhay ng isang Kristiyano, lahat ng situation nito is a situation that calls for us to pray. So we should be praying fervently, just as Christ prayed fervently, and we should be praying continually. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us." So whatever else God's will is for our lives, we know one thing. His will for us is to pray, and to pray continually, to pray constantly, to pray fervently. That's His will for us. The other thing, the other practical point is pray the Scriptures. Scripture calls us to be faithful in prayer. As in, keep doing it and not giving up on it. We need to remember that our emotional state isn't ultimately what makes prayer effective. Sabi nga ni Don Carson, "Are we not casting a terrible slur in the cross when we act as if the usefulness or yung acceptability of our prayers turns on whether we feel full or dry?" That's what it depends on. But it's the blood of Christ that gives us access into the throne and the effectiveness for the things you prayed about. 18th century theologian and preacher Jonathan Edwards said that prayer is the Christian's natural expression of faith. Sabi niya na ang ibig sabihin nito ay ang prayer daw should be as natural to our souls as breathing is to our physical bodies. Prayer should be as natural to a Christian soul as breathing is to our physical bodies. Because believers are called to live a life of faith anchored on prayers of faith to God, who alone answers prayers. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, to pray in faith, to pray wisely, to pray often. Lord, we ask for your help right now, that these truths that we've looked into, that you have showed us may you show us how we could apply this specifically sa mga buhay namin, that we would be people of prayer, and that this fellowship will be known as a fellowship of people, a fellowship of believers that pray, that seek your face for you to do what only you can do. Thank you, Father. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.